Now, Kyle, we got this question from Steve, and he was actually asking, can you explain the Mandela effect and why it happens? But first of all, can you just outline for us what the Mandela effect is?
I can. I have to admit that I was not familiar with this effect until earlier this week, so I'm certainly not an expert on the Mandela effect. The idea behind the Mandela effect is that people share memories that are incorrect, and yet many people may have the same kind of memory. So the name Mandela effect comes from an individual who was a paranormal enthusiast, apparently, and she had a memory of seeing the death of Mandela in the 1980s, seeing news bulletins on this, and yet, of course, that did not occur. He died much later, and not while he was in prison. So this individual noticed that other people had a similar kind of memory. And so she became interested in why that might be. And she actually had some really interesting but implausible theories, I think, about the fact that there are potentially alternate dimensions, alternate universes, and that people are moving through these. And that means that they have these false memories, which actually may be true.
Well, we put this out on Facebook. We got lots and lots of responses. I'll give you some more of them in a minute. But Martin said this.
Humphrey Bogart, whenever I was growing up, whenever impressionists used to do an impression of him or people used to refer to Humphrey Bogart, they would always reference the phrase, play it again, Sam, from Casablanca. There's just one problem. He never said it. In Casablanca, Ingrid Bergman says, play it, Sam, to the jazz singer Dooley Wilson as he plays as time goes by. At no point does anyone say, play it again, Sam. This, despite the fact it was the phrase that perhaps Humphrey Bogart carried around for the rest of his career.
Also on Facebook, Matt Cochran points out that in Laurel and Hardy movies, people claim that Laurel says, that's another fine mess you've got me into. He actually said it's another nice mess, allegedly. But why does it happen, Carl? Why do we think people make these memories and then they propagate everywhere?
One of the reasons is simply misquoting. And we know in academia that happens a lot. People misquote once and then that quote gets carried on and repeated again and again. And so that is what is being remembered. It's not the actual situation. If you look at the examples, it's interesting that a lot of them have to do with language. And so I think one of the primary things that is happening is just aspects to do with memory. The brain is trying to save time. It's got lots of shortcuts. And when we're trying to remember long words, long quotes, particularly something we saw in an instant and was gone and are occupied with everything else that's happening in the movie, then the brain stores it as quickly and efficiently as it can, but sometimes it gets it wrong.
Anyone else had an experience of this, Stuart?
Well, I was wondering, because I was talking to my mum over the holidays and I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was saying, oh, you remember that time my younger brother did that thing and was really naughty at that party or something? And she said to me, no, that was you. And so I wonder, in that case, maybe my brain was trying to, you know, get rid of some guilt that I had or something in my system.
And was this? You started the show saying that you're blameless, no claims bonus, positive, all this kind of thing. And it sounds actually like you're also a liar.
Well,
just kidding. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, I know. I think that kind of situation is very common. For one thing, memories from childhood, there's lots of things that have happened since then, so they're going to get adjusted. You may have heard lots of stories, and in those stories, you reform and reshape that memory. So we know that from images. Some people will have these very vivid memories, and yet actually it's entirely formed from just having seen a particular photograph of themselves. I have similar experiences. I have an identical twin sister. Her favorite color is green. My favorite color is red. So every childhood image we have, we assumed I'm the one wearing red. She's the one wearing green. Apparently, according to my mother, this is not the case. Now, either I'm remembering it incorrectly or potentially my mother is remembering it incorrectly, which also may often be the case.
Who will know?